Farpoint Media.
That's Jack Mangan.
Sutton looks like him.
Well, it is
Jack Mangan.
How can that be? Last I heard, he was chieftain of
Deadpenites.
Helping them to overthrow some slaver.
Wielder.
Podcaster.
Too much for them to die like some dog at the hands of Cromwell.
Yes, but the treaty.
Damn the treaty. It'd be no
podcast
at all if it weren't for him.
It will be
Deadpan.
Very well. Let it be.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Hey Deadpan, this is Jack Mangan, aka Commuter, and I am literally phoning in this intro babble. And yeah, this is Deadpan number 163, and this is going to be a musically themed episode. Because I have actually a decent amount of wonderful content from wonderful people helping out Deadpan in its time of hard drive crash, or post-hard drive crash, I should say. But, yeah. Anyway, so we have some excellent contributions and content out there, and I'm already babbling, so I'm going to just ask you to enjoy.
You can find culture at the theater. You can find culture in the bottom of an unwashed coffee mug. Or you can find culture on your iPod.
Welcome to Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
Join us each week as we talk about all kinds of crazy stuff, ranging from the latest in television, toys, movies, and video games, to the often entertaining, but sometimes scary, guilty pleasures.
Yeah, I pulled out all the stops for this. That's right. We have a little movie called Counter Destroyer. We talk about Robo Vampire so much, I was like, I cannot believe that this guy made a bunch of movies.
So join in on the fun and get your geek on at podculture.net. We're out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
You ready?
Ready.
Jack Mangan. Deadpan.
Deadpan.
Podcast?
Podcast.
So here's what I've got now. I've got 10 to choose from. We can get through as many as we can get through. These are specially made for live play. It's going to be nice and easy. We're all of an age except for Amy Bowen, so sorry, you might not get all of these. We've got...
Wow. All right, go ahead, Paul. Paul's okay, been charging on ahead without us.
Charging on ahead. I've got 1984, 1987... 88 or 89? Your choice.
84.
We'll start with 84. Okay. Right. Here it is. Oh, and all of these are the very first lyrics of the songs.
Oh, good.
Well, I live with snakes and lizards and other things that go bump in the night.
That's somebody's watching me for sure.
No, wait.
It's Van Halen.
It's Ministry.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And?
Everyday Halloween.
That's it?
There you go.
Good job.
Very good.
Awesome.
That was good.
Good song, by the way, John. That's a great song, by the way.
All right, excellent. Paul Mackey, John Bowes, really big things. Next.
All right, next. 87, 88, or 89?
7.
87. Here comes the woman with a look in her eye, raised on leather with flesh on her mind.
That sounds like ZZ Top.
No. It's Devil Inside.
In Excess?
Yes. Yep, you got it. Devil Inside.
Oh, Devil well Inside. Done. Very nice. Nicely done.
She said. Okay. Also, Deadpan is the way.
So I clomped back over to the shed, found a sword, and came out with it raised above my head, samurai style. Die, you chicken bastard, die! I shouted as the chicken made a last-ditch run for the fence at the end of the garden, its little beak nodding so fast it looked like its head could fly off at any second. I'd almost caught up with it when the front door of my neighbor's house burst open. Then this little old lady, Mrs. Armstrong, I think her name was, came running out with a garden hoe in her hands. She was used to all kinds of crazy shit going on at Bulrush Cottage, but this time, I don't think she could believe it. With the coop burning and the rounds from my gun exploding every few minutes, it was like a scene from an old World War II movie. Bang! Bang! Bang, bang, bang! At first, I didn't even notice her. I was too busy chasing the chicken, which ended up bolting under the fence and legging it up Mrs. Armstrong's driveway, out of her gate, and down Butt Lane in the direction of the pub. Then I looked up, and our eyes met. I must have been quite a sight, standing there in my dressing gown, with a crazed look on my face, splattered with blood, and holding up a sword, my garden on fire behind me. Good evening, Mr. Osborne, she said. I see you're back from America. There was a long silence. More cartridges exploded behind me. I didn't know what to say. I just nodded. Unwinding, are we? She asked. That's from I Am Ozzy by Ozzy Osbourne, page 178 and 179.
I want you to want me. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. You might think it's crazy to hang around with you. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. I belong to you, and you belong to me, too. I want you, I need you, but there